This is Bob Myers from the Historical Society of Michigan with a Michigan History Moment. During the 19th and early 20th centuries, Michigan's white pine forests fell to the loggers' saws and axes. One stand of more than 8,000 acres of trees survived, thanks to Karen Hartwick, who gave it to the people of Michigan in honor of her late husband. Ironically, Karen Hartwick's father and her husband both made their fortunes in logging. Karen's father, Nels Mikkelsen, came to America as a penniless Danish immigrant in 1866. Settling in Manistee, he began working in the logging industry. Mikkelsen saved his money and was eventually able to go into business with Rasmus Hansen and Ernest Salling in Grayling. By 1895, the firm of Salling, Hansen & Company had logged almost 60,000 acres of northern Michigan forest. The company retained more than 50,000 uncut acres, including the land that would become Hartwick Pine State Park. Karen Mikkelsen grew up in Grayling and attended Grayling High School, where she met her future husband, Edward Hartwick. After high school, Edward went into the military academy at West Point, while Karen went to Oberlin College in Ohio. After serving in the Spanish-American War, Edward returned to Grayling and married Karen in 1898. He resigned from the Army, and the young couple moved to Jackson. There, Edward launched a successful career in logging and lumber production. Edward returned to the Army after the United States entered World War I. He went to France, but died of cerebral spinal meningitis in March 1918 at the age of 46. In 1927, a grieving Karen Hartwick donated 8,236 acres of forested land near Grayling to the state of Michigan as a memorial to her late husband. The terms of her gift stipulated that the land be used for park and conservation purposes. The gift also required the state of Michigan to erect a building on the site to honor the memory of Edward E. Hartwick and the logging industry. That structure, built by the Civilian Conservation Corps, served as the Hartwick Pine State Park Welcome Center for decades. Karen Hartwick attended Hartwick Pine State Park's dedication in 1935. She died in 1950 at the age of 78. Today, visitors enjoy the park with its logging museum, old-growth forest, campground, and trails. This Michigan History Moment was brought to you by MichiganHistoryMagazine.org.